Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this fourth Sunday in Lent is our Old Testament reading, Isaiah 12, verses 1 through 6. I will read it as we go, but this is the word of the Lord, and so we pray, sanctify us, O Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the first part of verse 1, we read, "You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord." Now, this is talking about some future for the Old Testament church, right? Yes, but no longer. As now, that day is today. Has been since the first Christmas, Holy Week, Easter, and when Jesus rose into heaven. But for you, is it Jesus Christ? Or is it just religion, or whatever it means to be religious or spiritual? Let me ask you the question that I saw asked of one congregation one time. Questions that need to be answered by each of us. Number one, your reaction when things fall apart. Do you catch yourself saying, "God, why is this happening?" Now that part is natural and expected, but not then saying with that, "Why, Lord, why? Because I have done X and Y and Z for you." Do suffering, difficulty, and obstacles provoke that type of why question that is based on your goodness or effort? You've been working so hard and reading your Bible, going to church, serving others, but listing those, are you asking why then would God let this happen to you now? If that's your line of thinking, it reveals you believe God owes you. And that's religion, not Christianity. Number two, your reaction to others. Do you compare yourself? Now I'm saying good or bad. Sometimes we do either one. Are you known to leave a congregation or stay home because church people have upset you or have not recognized your own contribution to the work of the church? Do you hold on to grudges and keep track of the sins of others? So is it all then just really about you? And if you have stayed away because of the actions of other people, then you're going to church for the wrong reasons. If this is you, then that's religion, but not Christianity. Question three. Is he your savior from the evil in your heart and the great and many sins that you have done? If he is just an example to follow or just a helper in life to get you by, adding the needed extra to get you into heaven, then you don't believe the pure gospel and are just being religious. Is Jesus just a nice, tolerant teacher who will not send anyone to hell and a friend who does not judge you for your weaknesses and mistakes? If so, then this is not Christianity. For some, all of this, what happens here Sunday after Sunday, is only a sentimental habit, which is the same as saying religious. You may think it's all ultimately true, but your time, talents, words, emotions, and bank accounts testify differently. Now, these three questions are all internal heart and soul issues, because anybody can get the outward behavior right for the most part, at least somewhat anyway. The Pharisees certainly did, and most of them went to hell. But this isn't even about looking Pharisaical or legalistic or churchy. There's a lot of Christian hipsters out there in coffee shop churches who have no idea they're just being religious, or what is called spiritual, but are not being Christian. You see, hearing the rest of verse 1 I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Leads us to see that it is all about the gospel, which is to say, all about the forgiveness of sins, yours and mine, and not pretend ones, not hypothetical ones at all, but even in and under his judgment for our, yes, yours and mine, the real ones, real sin that you do every day, each week. And I am saying my sins here too. Now that we are being honest, each of us, under that heavy condemnation of the law, like today or each day, how about each Sunday, or in all sorts of things that we go through in life, whether they are our fault or just part of our training as children of God, or even suffering for others. So I am saying, for all that we suffer for, even still, you are to say, I will give thanks to you, Lord. And yes, we can. But only if it's from the gospel and not religion. As this is no philosophical position. It is not just an idea. It's not just a thought to keep in mind for some future day. No, it is now, today. That is why we are here. That needs to be the only reason we are here. Because comfort, the one that Isaiah is talking about here, the only true comfort, the everlasting sort, the only sort God is interested in giving to us in life, in this church, is from the gospel. And only the gospel. But did you know also that this kind of comfort, and any of the true good things that we could list, those only come from the forgiveness of sins. You see, it's about being able to enjoy them with him here instead of hiding in the bushes when we do. What is so incredible, what immense grace and mercy here, is that this spills over into those wonderful regular feet up by the fire, wrapped in grandma's old comforter that she made just for you, mug of hot cider in our hands, and that homemade bread in the oven kind of comfort. Those kind. They are part of this. They come from this, from him. And he is pleased because we are living in faith. Faith because of what Christ has done for us, won for us, the forgiveness of all our sins. Those with this comforting awareness that he is and can be there as he is here, and that all is good and right again, here, now, because he is here. And that this, all those other kinds, this is Christ brought comfort, gospel pronounced comfort, what only and alone can make this other sort. What we long for here on this earth, what is missing for us at times, for it to ever be possible on this earth, is all and only because of Jesus. It is all about what he brings, the forgiveness of sins. And so Isaiah can say, and I say, and you can say, behold, God is my salvation. Yes, because Jesus, you too do it. Because Jesus, and I say you too, people of God, do it. Go ahead and say it. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. We can say these words with Isaiah because this is truth, true for me and for you. And we could say to, when we hear those words from Pilate's mouth, what is truth? This is truth, O Pilate. But hold on. Is this really true for you right now? Well, do you remember your baptism? See that font over there? And all those certificates that the church has given out, do you still have yours? Remember your sponsors? Who are your godparents? And what about all the witnesses that saw you being baptized? They're there for a reason. But let verse 3 be a help. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. This is no coincidence, these words. This is the flood. This is the Red Sea. This is the vision of Ezekiel. This is the Jordan. This is the woman at the well. This is the water coming out of his pierced side. And yes, this is the Ethiopian and Philip. This was you and I connecting with those living baptismal waters that spill over onto us for our entire lives, water flowing out of him onto and into us, and then out of us into our living day to day. In this life here, I'm saying, right here. Then remembering, remember, verse 4, you will say in that day, today I'm talking about this very day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. That is why I give and you give thanks to the Lord your God. So then sing. He commands it. Do it. No, not just what you know, not only the hymns you like, not just when you think you can or only if you think you sound good. No, croak it out if you have to. But do it. He wants you to. All of it. The liturgy and hymns, the words, all of it. Because how can verse 4 be true for us if no one can hear us? Listen to it again. Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. What do you think we are to do in his house each Sunday? In church on his day? It's your job, you know. You are the royal priesthood of God. He made you this, and today you are on duty, as each of you are each and every Sunday. Priests and priestesses of God. But why do we? Because he is worthy. Well, isn't he? If it is true for you, and you are not just being religious, but it is. It is all true anyway, and so we do are to thank, praise, and adore him for all of this that he has done. Salvation, new life, worlds without end, and comfort. Comfort, yes, these, done, and they are for us, even for you. Such a great salvation. Really and truly. And even now, not just in the future. What sort of salvation? One that is full of forgiveness for everything we have ever done, or will do, or should have, and didn't. And that covers it, I should think. Well, doesn't it? Yes, and this literally. All of that grace and mercy available to us now in Jesus, in word, water, bread, and wine, exactly where he says he is for you and for me. Here, this very moment in this place in time. This is most certainly, more certain than anything else, more true than anything else, most certainly it is true. So we can, verse 5, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Do so. Do so that all know it to be true for you. Verse 6, shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion. Why? Because he is right here with us now. Imagine this. No, know this. He, God, is here just for you and me. He comes to be with us on his day. Always. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. He is here, and he inhabits the praises of his people. And he comes to bring us his gifts. And for this we gladly and loudly say, thank you, dear Lord Jesus. We are not worthy, but you are worthy to receive praise and thanks in all things. Yet you, and we cannot understand why. Why us? But you, Jesus, do. You are here to give to us. You give us all that you have, which is all things. What grace! How could we not praise and thank you as if it were true? As if? It is true. And this, in this reality, in this time, in this place, and not just spiritually. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. That is Christianity, not religion. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.